T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Let's move on in terms of the running game to the running back. Dante Foreman from the Panthers comes over. He's a journeyman in the NFL, has overcome injuries, has overcome personal adversity. Dan, I'll take you back to college. You know, I love college football. We both do. But Dante Foreman had 2,000 yards at Texas as a senior. Goodness sakes, this guy was coming out and coming into the league hot. And he's still very confident. I don't think you ever lose that bravado if you're a running back who's had that degree of success at a place like Texas in college. I'm curious what you think about that addition. He is absolutely cheaper, 1 year, $3 million than David Montgomery would have been. And as he will tell you, he was more productive last year than David Montgomery. So I don't know what the Bears have. Maybe he's going to be a guy that, if he can stay healthy, that's a big if, he ends up leading them in rushing. That wouldn't be crazy.
It's not a crazy thought. I need to see more from him. My genuine curiosity is what they value about his bruising nature, because I think that there was kind of an expectation that speed was going to be something that you were going to prioritize in the running back position. And he's not a slow guy, but he's not a burner by any stretch of the imagination. And so you're going to have to work around that. Now, I've had a chance in the last week to familiarize myself with Deontay Foreman's history, which I wasn't aware of, in terms of, number one, he was out of the league for a little while and making plans to run his trucking company. You know, he thought his days in the NFL were over before he resurfaced in Tennessee in 2021. And then we get late in the 2021 season and Derrick Henry gets hurt and he gets an opportunity and he showcases himself well. And then he goes on to Carolina. And last year they make that October trade of Christian McCaffrey across to the other coast in San Francisco. And he gets another opportunity and he makes the most of that with the best season he's had to date in terms of the way he ran the ball and the success he had. And so when we go back to that earlier conversation about resilience, about a guy who has been through some things early in his career, Achilles tendon injury, a biceps tear, he's had some things go astray and he thought he was out of the league. And then when he gets back in, every time he's been given a chance the last 2 years, he's taken advantage of it. That makes me excited if I'm inside the building at Hallis Hall and saying, okay, we're going to be able to squeeze something out of a guy who is consistently determined and has made the most of opportunities given to him. I just want to hear a little bit more about the fit and just how he fits into the offense and whether you're still interested in walking into the draft weekend in late April and trying to find a guy that has that speed sizzle to him.
As you can imagine, he's a product of his experiences. They have framed who he is. So when he had a chance to address the Bears media for the first time, he was asked what he has learned through the adversity he has gone through.
I learned a lot about myself just due to my injuries, through, losing my dad, just the pressure stages I went through, being injured, not being able to play at the level that I wanted to play at. And it taught me a lot about myself, taught me a lot about my resistance, taught me a lot about, just the growth that I needed to, get to, start seeing things differently, not even just in football, but just in life. As a man, just growing, trying to be better outside of football, just as a person, and just trying to figure out, what was causing me to, have those type of depressions and not be as happy as I wanted to be. And I think that as I kind of went through that phase of my life, I think it just changed, changed a lot about me, changed a lot about my mentality and the way I look at things, the way I view situations. And, I think that's helped me a lot. I've grown a lot, and I just want to continue to grow, continue to get better as a person, as a football player, just keep elevating.
That's a motivated running back, Dan.
Yeah, I think it was the fall 2021. He referenced the passing of his father. He died in a Freightliner accident, you know, really tragic event. And you understand that, you know, these are human beings who have been through a lot of stuff. And so it's going to be really, I guess, fun to get to know Deontay Foreman a little bit better in the spring months and then watch him progress into training camp and see how he maximizes this latest opportunity.
And we can describe everything he is as a runner, but it's better to hear from him himself. This is how he described Deontay Foreman, the runner.
I think I'm a tough runner, hard-nosed runner. But also feel like, you know, I got a little finesse. You know, I could make some guys miss. I think that's another part of my game that I want to kind of instill is, you know, getting better in the open field, making guys miss in the open field. But I think breaking tackles and, you know, just setting up my runs, setting up the blocks, and getting really what I want. I think that's probably a big thing, big part of my game. And also, I think what people don't give me credit for, because I haven't been able to show it a lot with the teams I've been on, was, you know, how well I actually catch the ball and, you know, what I could do in the backfield as far as being a receiver. I think, you know, that's something that I really want to showcase. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. I think, you know, being here, if I get that opportunity, I think it'll, you know, take my game to a different level.
I think he'll get the opportunities. Khalil Herbert has to stay healthy. It's a good 1-2 punch. They may draft a guy still.
Yeah.
Wouldn't preclude them from doing that, but I think Foreman goes in as a guy that's going to get a lot of touches.
The contract you gave him doesn't require you to give him a lot of touches if you find someone else you like better. And so that's just something to prepare yourself for. I need to see what happens on draft weekend, how many guys they bring in, if there is a running back as part of that mix, how they kind of envision that guy fitting in. But you certainly have a proven productive pro who's done a lot the last 2 years to show that he's back on solid ground, both physically and emotionally. And so hopefully they can take advantage of that.
Speaking of someone who's overcome a lot through an ACL injury and surgery, Robert Tonyan, the tight end from the Packers, who apparently always considered himself a Bear, was destined to play for the Bears growing up in McHenry, Brian Urlacher fan. I love this kind of backstory, but Dan, from a football perspective, if he stays healthy, he gives Justin Fields another red zone option. I remember when he was bursting onto the scene, it was more than just maybe Aaron Rodgers helped create Robert Tonyan, but he made clutch catches when he needed to, and he deserves the credit for being able to ascend and become the player that was sought after in free agency. I think this is...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Pretty interesting addition.
Well, I think back to last preseason, and you know, I wrote a story going into the home opener of the preseason about these local kids that were so eager to play for the Bears. At the time, it was Jack Sanborn and Michael Schofield and Micah Dutredway, and you had this whole host of guys that were eager to take advantage of that opportunity. Well, now you've added TJ Edwards and Robert Tonyan to that list, and we joke about it, but it is almost like this coaching staff and this front office has put that as a box on their checklist, that it's a plus if a guy has the hometown passion for the organization because they think they can squeeze more out of it. I don't know that there's anything to that, but I don't know. Do you agree? It feels like it's become more than a coincidence at this point. All these guys that have wound up wearing this uniform that wore it as kids out at their own schoolyard.
It's on brand. And it's a little hokey if that is a factor in the evaluation. I think it's gotta be more coincidence than design. I hope so, because while it's an important thing and you love the idea of having players who care that much that they're going to be giving that much extra on Sunday for the team they grew up rooting for as a kid, I don't know that you go out and you pursue those guys because of that. I think it's part of the, maybe it's a bonus. It's a trait. It's something like, oh, I didn't know that. That's great. But I don't know. I think that it is very undeniable because yeah. they've got their own. Imagine, I think it's probably a good way too to ensure that that Soldier Field's never going to be, you know, empty. Apathy's yeah. not going to be as big of a problem when you have all these locals.
Family Fest in August going to be a raucous time once again. Look, like Robert Tonyan is a guy who, you know, by his own admission last year, struggled to get back to the level that he wanted to be at coming off the ACL injury. I'm still curious to kind of feel out how he makes his way with a quarterback that isn't a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, it's really easy to have your production.
Are you sure about that yet? Can you say that about Justin Fields yet? Are you picking him apart again, Dan? He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer?
He's not a no doubt first ballot Hall of Famer. I'll put that on record here on March 20th, 2023 on the Take the North podcast. But look, like Tonyan, you know, he's a guy that can give you something. And one thing I do like is the familiarity with Luke Getsy. So those two guys familiarizing themselves with one another shouldn't take very long. And you've got a guy that can kind of come in here, and his role should be defined quicker than others because the offensive coordinator theoretically should know a lot about who he is and what he isn't.
And who he is somebody who has overcome his own ACL tear. And that alone gives him something. He overcame the adversity. He was bursting onto the scene. 2021, he had to deal with something he really hadn't dealt with much before. And this is how he described what he went through.
Just kind of, for me, it was just get back on the field as quick as possible, just in terms of my mental, because I just wanted to play football. I came back in 10 months. I don't know, probably got like maybe 9 or 10 practices in before I played the first game. You know, didn't miss a game or a practice all year. You know, it is different. It's difficult because, you know, you don't play football for a whole year and your body and mind kind of check out of the actual football aspect of things. Like neurologically speaking, you know, your body's not used to those movements and playing and straining and stuff like that. But towards the end of the year, like the last 4 games after our late bye week, I just kind of started feeling like myself again and being able to put like my brand of football out there that I was seeking, and just kind of ended strong and just gave me, you know, a better feeling about going into the off season and going into this process.
Smart addition, Robert Tonyan. I like the role that he could play.
Did you ever tear your ACL?
No, I had a bad sprain, had to miss a game with the – no, I was able to avoid the knife.
Me neither. I became familiar in 2012 covering Adrian Peterson's well-documented recovery from the ACL tear about proprioception, which is part of what Robert Tonyan was alluding to there, which is like your brain's ability to understand the movements after you've had this reconstructive surgery. And it does take some guys a little longer than others to get that – to get that connection back and to get that feeling back. And so it was really interesting to kind of hear him touch on that a little bit, and we'll see where he is at in the spring. And obviously feels like he's on the right path to being back to who he wants to be.
Let's quickly get through the last two guys who they're adding to the offensive depth chart. Travis Homer, who is running back 3, RB3, I guess. And yeah. PJ Walker, QB2, because Trevor Siemian was waived since our last podcast. And I think it's interesting because PJ Walker is not stylistically like Justin Fields as much as maybe Trevor Siemian was. That was a little bit of a surprise, Dan, once they start looking at the profile and the background he has accomplished. He is a former Panther, which might qualify him uniquely for this offseason.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about that move. I don't know how good I feel about that, even though his experience. Travis Homer, good guy for special teams, so that one makes sense.
Well, fun interview I had the other day with Joe Person of The Athletic, who's very familiar with all these former Panthers. And the one thing that I took away from his analysis of PJ Walker is just the fact that this guy has come in and won. Right? Like he's been a QB2 and he's been needed at a moment's notice a couple different times and has shown the ability to go win a football game. Right. And sometimes that's a big part of the battle in this league, particularly in Chicago, where QB2 usually gets one start per year, at least. Right. I don't know the last time we've had a guy start every single game of the regular season. It was probably Cutler in 2009, maybe, to be honest.
Right.
You know, did Mitch in 17? No. So it's likely that we will see PJ Walker on the field at some point in 2023 throwing it around. And he's shown an ability to be productive when called upon. Now you also want a guy in the room that can be a valuable resource to your starter. And that's going to be up to PJ and Justin to build that relationship however they see they need to build it. And that's always a fascinating dynamic that a lot of fans don't consider. But your starting quarterback usually gives the number two guy some homework assignments every week, and there better be a connection there to help that process move along. Because again, this all comes back, this entire 2023 year, we can talk about 1,000 players, and all of it is going to hinge on whether Justin Fields takes the big leaps that people expect him to in 2023.
Travis Homer comes from the Seahawks. He was proud of his pass blocking. He will get a chance to do that if he plays and is a third down guy. Do you see him supplanting Travis Ebner? Is he going to be out of a job now? What is the crowded running back room looking like?
Yeah, I mean, Tristan Ebner would still be Tristan eligible Ebner, yeah, for your practice squad if you needed him to. I mean, Travis Homer's a special teams guy right now, right? Yeah. I mean, he's a third running back and a guy that's going to help you in all four phases of special teams. And so he'll find his role pretty quickly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.